and welcome to yet another healthy round of Heal Yourself, Gwinnett. I am your host, Dr. Lauren Millman, and I am here recording today out of the Subaru of Gwinnett studio with Business Radio X. I'm here with my lovely producers, Mike and Z. How you doing, guys?
First time we've ever been called lovely, by the way, but thank you.
Well,
you are the lovely Dr. Lauren Millman,
I think I'm bringing up the room here. Maybe that's
the quality of the room.
The quality of the room.
As soon as you walk in, absolutely.
I've been told that once or twice. Oh, I just kid. So I have an interesting topic for you today. I think one that's going to be very popular amongst our listeners, which is I'm going to talk today and go over some information today about probably one of the most common things that I see in practice. Probably one of the most debilitating things I see, and yet it's still very common, which are headaches. Headaches and migraines. Typically, I see one of the things I see in practice when people come in is they've had headaches sometimes generally for many years, for very long, and they've been to several doctors, and really the only course of action many times has been medication, just trying to lessen the symptoms, just trying to be able to get by. And if you experience headaches, then this next statement's really going to resonate with you, which is how debilitating it can be when you are experiencing them. You know, your life can be put on hold. Sometimes, you know, for some people, they have to call into work or have to call into school, or the kids, I'm seeing even more and more kids have been experiencing them lately. It's really challenging. Even the whole family can be affected. Now, I typically see more, there are several different types of headaches. I typically see more commonly, you know, your migraine headaches, cluster headaches, or even tension headaches. But they all have something in common. And we're going to talk about a little bit about what that is. One of the most interesting statistics that I see about this, and I do see this to be very accurate, is nearly, especially whenever you're speaking of migraine headaches, nearly one out of every eight people suffer from a migraine headache. That's crazy. And it's not so much people are trying to find, well, some people are trying to find the answer, but I think people can get so frustrated that they're just trying to manage them as opposed to necessarily trying to find the root cause or be led down that direction. Those individuals that experience, and this is crazy, there's some people that will experience 15 or more migraine headaches a month. And that's when it's considered a chronic condition, chronic migraine sufferers. However, in my experience, one thing that I'm looking for, or what I'll ask about, if you experience more than five headaches a month, not when I'm talking about migraines now, but just five headaches a month, then I want you to pay special close attention to this podcast, because although it might be common, it is not normal. And I want you to be thinking that this is your body telling you that something needs to be addressed, not just managed, okay? So I want you to tune into your body saying, you know, something is definitely not right. So, you know, what are causing these headaches? For those of you that have probably been to several doctors or maybe even your neurologist, you know, there are several common things that can attribute to headaches. Some of the more common things that do need to be addressed are, we'll talk about, you know, poor diet or a lack of physical activity or movement. Dehydration is a big one. If people that are not consuming enough water, that is a really big one. And stress, you know, whether that be emotional or physical stress, you know, how you are sitting at your computer. Are you putting physical stress to your body certain ways, staring at a computer screen for 8 hours on end with very little to no breaks? Maybe you only get up to go to the bathroom and then sit right back down, and get that a lot. So putting all these things aside, and you know, not that I'm taking away from those things that are very important, but today I really want to stress and talk about what I see to be probably one of the most overlooked components of headaches, which is spinal involvement. And this is something that I see is just, and I really do stress that it is very overlooked. And I can speak to other doctors and say, you know what, didn't think about looking into that. Or if they did look into it, they weren't able to really guide them into a direction about what to do about it. So there is a Dr. Seymour Diamond. He is the executive director of the National Headache Foundation. And I found this really interesting. They have announced, and there's a new imaging techniques out there that have allowed scientists to identify what they believe to be a cause of migraines, which is a malfunctioning brainstem. Now, this isn't coming from a chiropractor, someone who, or someone who is specializes in the spine, but they have stated that they want to pay special close attention to a malfunctioning brainstem. And your brainstem is right where your brain connects to your spinal cord, right here at the uppermost area of your spine. When the brainstem, located right here at the top upper neck, malfunctions, it increases the swelling of blood vessels surrounding the brain, setting up a chain reaction that results in a migraine headache. So that's huge, 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 huge. So in other words, there is an intimate relationship of the blood vessels and the cerebrospinal fluid, or your CSF, at the level of the brainstem, and the feedback, that feedback up into the brain and into the spinal cord itself. The position of the spine, particularly the uppermost area right here, the upper cervical area, is very sensitive, and it's a very intricate area of blood vessels and spinal fluid. And if it were to ever be compromised or damaged, the blood flow and CSF going to the brain and into the spinal cord can be altered. And this dysfunction, you know, resulting in dysfunction, pain, but in particular, in this case scenario for today, headaches. If the uppermost area of your spine, you know, right here below the brain, if it has ever been damaged and then left untreated, that's the key term. It's been damaged, something you've done throughout your lifetime, and then left untreated, then the vessels, if it's not getting proper blood flow to the right areas, they can be resulting in headache or migraines. So I want you to take away from what, from a lot of, that was very meaty what I just said. I was a lot. Did you get all that, Mike?
A lot of it. You're giving a lot of good stuff today.
I do what I can.
But you're resonating with a lot of people too.
Yeah. Sometimes I find that whenever I'll go over this information with my patients, they almost innately, they're like, you know what? That makes so much sense. This headache just feels like I'm being constricted. It even feels like that. They can even describe that. So I want you to think about that there could potentially be a structural problem. There could be a structural problem in your spine that might be resulting and you having these headaches or attributing to these headaches. I often find that sadly neurologists, although they could be looking at this, even though they may have an inclination that this could be affected, they tend to use an medication or chemically trying to open up those blood vessels, trying to dilate those blood vessels to increase the blood flow for those headache sufferers. So they, you know, they're on the right track, but not necessarily looking at what's really causing this to begin with or ruling out that this could be a structural problem. It's not uncommon for migraine or headache sufferers to report a head or a neck trauma dating back, even sometimes way back prior to the onset of symptoms. So think back to, you know, whether it was sometimes it was a car accident or many car accidents, or you've had any slips, falls, accidents, traumas, where if you've had this injury and left untreated, then over time, there was probably maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, and this area is just been compromised, not able to function, and that blood flow and CSF to flow very well. So a lot of times people don't correlate possibly a past trauma to what they could be experiencing now. So I'm going to give you an analogy, because I'm a visual person, so I work really well with analogies. So imagine. So and thinking about if you've had any trauma to your head, so think about it like this. If your head and a bowling ball weigh the same, okay? If you've damaged your head, your neck, or your spine, and that bowling ball sitting on top of your spine is pinching those vessels right there, the uppermost area of your spine, then it would certainly make sense to why that blood flow could be compromised. So right there. So, you know, kind of back to the medication, you know, one thing that is, it's very common that the medication used to treat migraines will have a caffeine component to it. And one of the things that caffeine does is it opens up those blood vessels. And that's one of the reasons why. So it's chemically stimulating more blood flow back into them. So that's why people, if they have a headache, they might crave something with caffeine in it, because they're trying to enhance that blood flow. Imagine, and I'm going to give you another analogy here, because this is how I think about it. This is how I look at it in my brain, or as I see it, is imagine that you take a rubber band and you wrap it around your finger. Eventually, your finger is going to start turning purple and blue. The blood flow is going to start leaving your finger, because you're going to start cutting off blood flow there. So you could do all types of things to enhance the blood flow going back into that finger without removing the rubber band. However, if it is a structural problem, the best thing that we could see about doing is to take that rubber band off the finger. And so that's what I'm kind of having you to think things differently about today. So the, you know, what to do about it. Okay, we have some more information. Now, what do we do? So the first thing I look into, someone comes into my office and we're talking about this, is I would like to address and rule out some of the more simpler causes, such as the dehydration, dietary insufficiencies. We're going to talk about those things. Are there something kind of at the top of the surface that needs to be addressed first? Maybe, and we can talk and get a thorough history of maybe some of these things. Is there something else right there that's kind of staring blatantly obvious right at us? Next, if those things check out and those things have been addressed, then I'm going to dig a little deeper and I'm going to inquire if they've ever had their spine or their nervous system checked out. So I'm going to look and say, have you ever looked at your spine to see if there was any of this compression, if there was ever any of this pinching of this area, or, you know, especially right here in the upper cervical area. So if you haven't had a very thorough evaluation, then that would absolutely be the number one priority. And I would recommend, you know, seeing someone who specializes in that upper cervical area of the spine and having them very precisely, specifically check that out. Upper cervical specialists are specifically and precisely trained to be able to look at this area differently than let's say, you know, maybe like your traditional chiropractor. So we look at things a little bit with a little bit more of a fine tooth comb. So I hope I've given you some interesting things here to kind of mull over and to think and to consider. And, you know, if you're one that is experiencing headaches, I want you to think of it this way. I want you to think that your body is trying to tell you something, that there could be something structurally not quite right, and your body is sending you signs that you do need to get it checked out from someone trained and qualified to look at it, maybe with a different lens. So if you want more information on this topic, I can definitely provide that for you. There's a couple different sources that you can look for. You can go to healyourselfgwinnett.com, and there will be some more and exciting information for you there. So this has been Heal Yourself Gwinnett. I am your host, Dr. Lauren Millman, reminding you to have a healthy day.